This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Brett Kavanaugh is in the hot seat next week before the Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearings, obviously on his nomination to the Supreme Court. There will be questions across the broad spectrum of public policy, including, and this is going to sound dense, but it matters a whole lot, including how federal regulations ought to be interpreted, or in layman's terms, who gets to decide what the rules of this economy really mean. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong explains.
Regulation is in the eye of the beholder. To some, it's protection for the public, and to others, it's red tape. The current White House beholder is generally against regulation, and he wants like-minded federal judges. White House counsel Donald McGahn leads President Trump's judicial selection process. He spoke earlier this year to the Conservative Political Action Conference.
There is a coherent plan here where actually the judicial selection and the deregulatory effort are really the flip side of the same coin.
Which brings us to nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his views on something known as the Chevron deference, sometimes also called the Chevron doctrine. It's wonky, but if you watch his confirmation hearings with one of those bingo cards, Chevron deference will probably come up. What is it? Well, it's about bureaucrats and how much elbow room they get.
That agencies get some room to maneuver when they're issuing regulations.
Jody Freeman directs the Environmental and Energy Law Program at Harvard. She says, sometimes Congress is vague when it passes a law, say the Endangered Species Act. A few months back, I was reporting from the Columbia River in the Pacific Northwest. That's where the Chinook salmon is endangered. The government protects rare species like this one, but can it also issue rules and industry restrictions to protect their habitat? In other words, the river? Yes, said the Supreme Court, even though the law as written is fuzzy on that point.
And the Supreme Court upheld the agency's decision that it needed to actually protect habitat to provide for the species and make sure it doesn't go extinct. That's a classic example of the Supreme Court deciding that, yes, the agency needs some room to maneuver here in order to accomplish its mission.
This deferring to regulators is known as the Chevron deference, named for a 1984 case involving Chevron when an EPA interpretation of the law prevailed. Freeman says this deference has led to a lot of environmental rules, for instance, giving EPA the discretion to regulate the climate pollutant carbon dioxide. Law professor Ilya Soman at George Mason University sees a broader trend going on here.
The regulatory state has grown large in a lot of dimensions. It regulates more and more activities, environmental activities, economic activities, the war on drugs, federal law enforcement, financial transactions, and many, many others.
Lately, there's been pushback to restrict the bureaucracy, he says. He says Justice Neil Gorsuch, Trump's first pick on the court, feels this way, as does current nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
I think it is fair to say that Kavanaugh is certainly no great friend of Chevron, and that if he or someone like him gets on the court, I think present trends will continue.
Continue in a way that could bring votes restricting regulation into the majority, says Lisa Heinzerling at Georgetown Law.
Four current justices have indicated that they're worried about the extent of deference that the court has been giving to agencies. Another justice would give the court five votes.
What might this mean for environmental rules? Well, as new pollutants are discovered in our air and our water, regulators charged with protecting the public could find their hands tied if Congress is silent on the law, says Ann Carlson. She teaches environmental law at UCLA.
Congress hasn't passed a major environmental statute in 20 years. And that means that the agency is left to try to figure out how do we continue to tackle pollution problems.
She says a lot of greenhouse gas cases are in the pipeline and could land on the high court's docket, which means regulators and how much latitude they have to act could also be on trial. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.